All right, let's learn a little bit, a few minutes. Let's learn off of the Pasuk Gedalet, Parashas Korach. Korach, start from Sheni, off, Loyal Eretz, Zavas Chol, Vadvash Avi Yisanu. Not only did Moshe Rabbeinu, not off also, Loy, not, to the land that flows with milk and honey, Hevi Oisanu. Did you bring us? Hevi Oisanu. So here this Pasuk, we have to do the proper grammar. The people here are addressing Moshe Rabbeinu directly, and they are saying to him, you did not bring us to this land. You did not give us nachalas, an inheritance of a sadeh. These words, at the end of the passage, you have to repeat. Afloi titin lanu nachalas sadeh v'chorem. So it's like you're repeating the word afloi twice. Afloi. El Ered Zavas Cholav Udvash Havi Oisanu. Afloi Titen Lanu Nachalas Sode Vochorem. It's as if you're repeating that expression twice. Haine Hoanoshim Ohem Tinaker, even if you will poke out the eyes of these people, Loi Naale, we will not ascend. See, you notice over here in the English, they say we will not come. That's not a good translation. I'm sorry, that's a poor translation, in my worthless opinion. We will not come. We will not ascend. Okay, all right, fine. Let's see how Rashi types
it. Archul as we shall not go up.
Go up, okay, go up. It's ascend, go up. Okay, go up. Why didn't the Archul use the word ascend? I don't know. Okay, whatever it is. Let's see over here, Rashi. Rashi over here says, Vatiti Lanu. Hadova Rashi says, where I just said before, Rashi, the obvious. Or I probably subconsciously said from Rashi, Hadavar Musav Aloi Ha'amur Lamala. Okay, when it says over here the word Va'atitin Lanu, it's referring back to what it says, the word Loi Ha'amur Lamala. This Rashi over here is telling us the way to read a pasuk. This is a principle for the entire Tanakh. This is a very important Rashi. This Rashi is coming to tell you the way to read Hebrew, the correct way to read scripture. This is not the way we read English. This is not the way we talk amongst ourselves. If you would write a sentence like this in a classroom, in any school, the student would get an F. This is not a proper sentence structure in any language. However, in Lashon HaKodesh, in Tanakh there is a very unique style of writing. A very unique way of communicating where there are expressions that are stated in the beginning of a section and l'chatchila, that's the way it's meant to be. It is supposed to be repeated in order to make sense of the pasuk. So the pasuk Rashi here is saying is af loy. He only says the word loy. Rashi says, Rashi, when I said this in the beginning, I said that we have to go back and read two words. Rashi does not say two words. There's the word af, period. Also, okay, also, or in the English translation, for whatever reason, they put the word even. Okay, we don't have to trust anything it says in the English. It's a wonderful starting point to get our mind turning. What exactly is the correct translation of this pasuk? Because the English, we've been proven over and over suspect on this website. It's a wonderful website. Sfari, don't get me wrong, Sfari is gold. But there is over here the word af. So af means even. And now when it says loy el eretz zavas chol v'ashav yosanu, so the word loy, you did not bring us. Now I guess you have to translate. I'm sorry, I was just distracted over here. The phone over here is ringing. I'm not going to answer it. Just distracts me what this person wants. I just hope it's not bad news. Loi havi oisanu. We have here the word loi. You did not bring us. El eretz zavas chol v'dvash. Loi. Furthermore, loi titen lanu. You did not give us nachlas sadeh v'chorem. You see how you read it? If you were to restructure this in a style that we are much more familiar with, you would say af. Period. Loi el eretz zavas. I'm sorry. Af. Loi, Havi Oisanu El Ered Zavas Chol V'Dvash. V'loi titen lanu nachlas sade v'chorem. Hayneh anoshim hoyim tenaker. Even if you cut up our eyes, lo na'ale. That's what Rashi explains. Hadavar musav aloi ha'omu l'malo. Kolem aloi ha'viyasanu, you did not bring us. V'loi nosata lanu. You did not give us nachlas sade v'chorem. Amarta, you promised us Moshe, Amarta lanu a'aleschem me'onim mitzrayim. I'll take you out of the affliction, the poverty of Egypt. El Eretz Toiva. Misham hoitzei sani, you took us out of Egypt. V'loi el Eretz Zavaz Chavod v'ashav yesanu. Ela rather, gazarta leinu l'hamisein b'amidbar, you made gazeris upon us that we should die in the desert. Shamarta lanu, you said to us, b'amidbar hazeh yiplu figreichem, in this midbar, your carcasses will fall dead. So they're complaining here against Moshe Rabbeinu, and over here he's saying, Gozarat Oleinu, you made a gzer, b'amidbar hazeh yiplu figreichem, your carcass will drop dead over here. Okay, next Rashi, Hainei ho'anashim ha'ahim tenaker, afilu ata shalech l'nakeres inenu, im loinale ilecha loinale. Even if you will send, notice that Rashi adds here a very important word, shaleach. Hainei ho'anashim ha'ahim tenaker, tenaker means to uproot, Shaleach. Even if you will send, who are you going to send? A malach, a messenger, a shliach bezdin, lenakeres inenu im loy nale elecha loy nale. Now, this is very, very important. Nale elecha. This is now referring to. I made a mistake. When I made a mistake, I said loy nale. We will not ascend the land. That's not what it means. It means Moshe told them, "I want to speak to you. I want to talk to you." Okay, by Yishlach Moshe, go back to Pasuk Yudbeis, Moshe sent, Liko to call Lido son Villa Aviram, B'nei Eliyav, Vayoimru, and they said, Loi Na'aleh, we will not come. In this Pasuk, what does it mean, Loi Na'aleh? P'em Hichshilam She'ein Lanu Elo Yerida, okay, that's a Rene Drasha. By Yishlach, previous Rashi, Mekan She'ein Machzikin B'machlekes, Shoyim Moshe Machzalem L'Hashlima B'dir Shalem. Okay, so they said no. So he said, They said over here, Loi Na'ale, we will not come to you. We will not come to Rashi Lord, we're not going to come to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu over here, we're not referring to the land. Ho'anashim Ohem, ka'odem atal kilosai b'chaveroi. Ho'anashim Ohem, those people. Okay, so this is a euphemism. When they are describing themselves, they say, Ho'anashim Ohem, those people. Those people? You're talking about no one other than yourself. Well, that's an expression. You don't want to bring upon yourself the satan. You don't want to bring, so therefore you don't want to say something bad about yourself. So therefore you deflect the klala, the bad thing, and you refer to somebody else. Okay, so we have a very beautiful pasuk, we have a lot of chidushim over here. And we learned over here how to read a pasuk. The word loy is going to be repeated twice. And we learned over here when it says in the pasuk, loy ma'aleh refers, they're not going to ascend to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when it says, ho'anashim ohem, they're truly referring to themselves. But they're mentioning other people in order not to bring upon themselves an ayin hara or al tiftach peh l'satan. That's a lot of principles. You know, that these few three rash that we just read over here is jam-packed with chidushim. It's a lot of good stuff. Now, let's see what it says in the Targum, Unkelis. Targum says, brambot, that's the word af, lo la'ara ovda. Okay, so this word does not appear in the pasuk. This word has been injected by the Targum. Lol ar ovda that produces zovas cholav dvash, chalav dvash. So I shouldn't say it doesn't appear in the pasuk, but he's saying the word zovash, zovas, the word zovas. This is a very interesting word. What is the literal translation of the word zovas? So we always like to say a land flowing with milk and flowing. Notice the Targum did not translate the word zovas to mean flowing. This is a very big chiddush. This is a tremendous chiddush in the translation. He says the word zovas means ovda. It produces milk and honey. When we talk about an expression, the land flows with milk and honey. A person automatically thinks there's an abundance. In fact, there is an overabundance. There is surplus, more than what is needed. Mr. Rapport, is that correct? Is that the connotation you have when you say the word flowing?
It's a lot.
But that's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum, he says, it's not what the word Zavas in this context. In this context, the word Zavas means it produces. Nothing more than it's a land that produces milk and honey. Al Tana, you took us up. The Hafta Lana, you have given to us. Achasana, you have given us. Now, okay, it could be over here, we have a major disagreement over here. You've given us Chaklin v'charmin. Okay, v'hafta lana, you've given to us achasanas, an inheritance, Chaklin, our fields, and v'charmin, vineyards. Now, I'm suggesting to you, Mr. Rappaport, that the Targum is arguing with Rashi. And he learns, not like Rashi, that the word lo is not meant to be repeated. And what the people are complaining about is, you told us, Moshe, we're going to go to a land that flows with milk and honey. And you know what? It's not true. There's no milk and honey. Instead, you're giving us a land that has fields and vineyards. That's not a land that that has milk and honey. Milk and honey, what is milk? Milk comes from cat, from animals. And honey is dates, date trees, date honey. Honey never in the Torah, there's almost never in the Torah means bee honey. It's only when it says explicitly, it says bee honey. But generally when it says dvash, dvash is date honey. The Yarois Dvash, the forest of Dvash. I'm not even sure if that's what it means there also, I don't know. But generally, the word Dvash means date honey. So I'm willing to assume here that Rashi and Unglis, if this is true, then this would be an out of the ballpark home run in the goal of this year to show the depth of Rashi and Unglis. Rashi and Unglis here appear to be, at face value, to be disagreeing 180 degrees in what this means. According to Unkelis, they're complaining to Moshe Af also, or I say, I don't like this translation, even if you had. I don't know why they wrote like that. That's not, I don't know why. They're taking the word Af in the English translation, connecting it to Even if you had... No. They're saying something very wild over here. Okay, let's not look at the English, because the English is confusing me. I'm getting confused with the facts. According to Unkelis, the word af means but. Bram. Bram means but. Okay, so but... Loyal Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash HaViyosanu, you, Moshe, did not keep your word. You did not bring us to a land that flows with milk and honey. But instead, Vatiten Lanu, what did you give us instead? Anachalas Sodeh V'chorem, an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Period. And now, you're telling us to go talk to you. Even if you'll poke out our eyes, we will not ascend. Now, the Targum is silent. What does it mean, ascend? Ascend to go up where? Is it like Rashi, to go up to Moshe? Moshe called to speak to them. Or when it says, like I said, originally, we will not ascend the land. Originally, the Miracle, Yeshua Kolev says, Oloi Nale, via Rashi. Allah in Allah, the same exact expression referring to going up to possess the land. And here they're saying, no, Allah in Allah. We're not going to go up and possess the land. See, the Targum is silent. Hainei guvraya ho'inun tishalach, if you will send. Notice that the Targum does exactly the same thing. How can we see this? See, how come over here they didn't put this word in bold? In this edition, online, every time we have an additional word that is injected into the Targum that was not part of the text, it's always in bold, and here it's not in bold. This l'chor is an extra word, le'avara, Loi nisok, we will not ascend. Okay, so Mr. Rapport, you hear my analysis trying to say there's machloek is possible between Rashi and Unkelus? According to very different. Now, how do you touch the word af? Rashi doesn't say the word af. Rashi totally avoids the meaning of the word af. Silent. Our principle is if Rashi is silent, it means 99% of the time that Rashi is in full agreement with the Targum, unless you can prove otherwise. Because our Yesoid, which people don't realize, and I really believe this to be 100% true, and come on, no one ever talks about this, is Rashi did not write a Sefer on Chumash. Rashi wrote what's called a super commentary. There's only one parish on Chumash, and that is Unkelus. Unkelus was a parish that was given at Sinai. Rashi is not coming to write a parish on the Torah. The Torah does not need a parish. Rashi is writing a super commentary. There's a parish called Unkelus, and Rashi is coming to write a parish on Unkelus. Unkelus, this Hayulam Pshan the Pasik, you're wrong. The Pshan the Pasik should be differently. Now, indirectly, that means Rashi is coming to give you a parish on the Pasik. And Rashi very often supplements the Pasik with various midrashim. But Rashi's base, if Rashi would call the Sefer, he would say, like in the modern, in today's day and age, he would say, Rashi, Perish Rashi al Unkelus. Not Perish Rashi al Chumash, because you want to write a Perish on Chumash. Rashi, there's an infinite amount of material that Rashi could select from. Rashi appears to, we don't always understand what Rashi is doing, but by and large, he's coming to analyze Unkelus. And when Rashi is silent, that generally means he's in full agreement. And when Rashi, sometimes he elaborates on this, what Unkelus means to say. And sometimes Rashi delicately just basically says he's wrong. That's not the Pshat and the Pasuk. But he's basing his comments on what Unkelus is saying. And he thus indirectly used Unkelus to give a different Pshat. But his baseline is Unkelus. And therefore Rashi says, right, Hadav is a Musa loy amulamal. Maybe you could argue this coming to argue on Unkelus. Rashi does not discuss the word af, so l'chor Rashi agrees the word af means bara, means but. Alright, that's our chiddush on Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now we go to Pasuk Tezvav. Vayichar l'moshe me'od, Moshe got very angry. Vayomani said, Vayomani l'Hashem, al teifin el minchasam, do not turn to their meal offering. Loi, this we said today, she was built based on this Pasuk. And by the way, this pasuk appears also in the Haftarah. The Haftarah for Parshas Korach discusses Shmuel. And when Shmuel was very, very upset with the Jewish people, Shmuel said, I don't remember his exact words, but came out the same exact words, and he said to the people, you know, I didn't take from you fellows a donkey. Not even a donkey. Okay, so here he says, Vayichar l'moshe me'oid, he was very angry. Now this is also a very important thing, me'oid is very much. The Torah does not throw around exaggerations. Does not throw around, what is the word, Mr. Rabbi, in the English language, what is the word me'oid, what is it called? Is it called, Vayichar l'moshe, it's coming to, the subject of the word me'oid is the word Vayichar, an adverb. Is that an adverb? Not really. Is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. I've got my English. Vayichar l'moshe me'oid. The word me'oid is coming to modify the word vayichar. Vayichar is a verb. It's a verb. So we're coming here to modify the verb. He was angry. He wasn't just angry a little bit. He was very angry. But I'm not sure that's an adverb. An adverb usually describes the verb itself. It doesn't describe the degree, the intensity of the verb. So I'm not sure in the English language if this is really called an adverb. There might be another fancy word that I have to go back to kindergarten and learn English language all over again. I'm not so sure you would call this an adverb. Adverb is you have a verb, you describe the verb in more detail, a certain characteristic of the verb. Here, we're not really describing a characteristic of the verb. We are describing the intensity of the verb, which relates to the person, which would make it into an adjective. But it's not an adjective because we're not describing the person, we're describing the verb which the person is doing. It's like an adjective to a verb. You hear what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? Okay. So the word mo'od is going back on the word vayichar, and Moshe is angry. So the mo'od is explaining the word vayichar. Vayoyimer al Hashem. I'll take and do not turn elman chasam lechamor echad mehem nasasi. I did not take from them one donkey. Now what is the word nasasi? What is the precise translation of the word nasasi? The word nasasi over here in the English, which is a very poor English, I have not taken. That's not a good word. Do you like the Mr. Rapport? Do you like that word?
Lechamor. Rashi uses the word, substitute words nataltu, which means
taken. Okay, so maybe I made a mistake. What does it say in the art scroll for the translation over here? Loi chamor echor mehem nososi.
Also taken. Art scroll translates it as taken.
Fascinating. Okay, I guess the art scroll here is being loyal to what they claim in the beginning of the edition, that they translate the pasuk based upon Rashi, which is not always true. It's a false statement. They don't always do that. That's totally false, but I guess they try. Lechamor echad mehem nasad. I did not take a donkey from them. V'lo yachare oisi esachad mehem. I did not bring evil. Ra. I did not cause any one of these people to suffer any evil. I'm not wrong. Over here in the translation, it says the word, I have not wronged any one of them. Now let us see what it says over here in the Rashi. This is a very powerful Rashi. Rashi is telling us the word Vayichar is not to be translated literally. The word Vayichar means he had pain, he had tsar. No one would say that. If you would not have a Rashi, there is no one that would translate the words in such a fashion. In fact, over here, it's interesting though, over here, that in the English translation on the screen, which I usually complain about, it says Moses was much aggrieved, which is pretty good. Because that is consistent with what it says in Rashi. Mr. Rappaport, what does it say in the art scroll for the translation of Vayichar?
Also has greatly incensed, but he has a bigger chiddush than that.
No, that's no good. That's no good. Incensed means angry.
Literally, Moshe was greatly incensed. That is, the star, it distressed him greatly. But he has a chiddush. The Rashi has one extra word. It says, Nitzar ad mi'oid, and he brings from the Medrash Tanchuma that ad mi'oid. What is Rashi adding ad mi'oid?
Okay.
Instead of lemoid. I know the pasuk says mo'id.
Right.
What is Rashi saying ad lemoid?
Obviously, ad mi'oid. The fact that he asked this question is an indication that there's a difference between ad mi'oid and mo'id.
Right. Right. So Rashi is expanding it ad lemoid. And said he word Rashi is ad until the pasuk doesn't say Be'echal Moshe lemoid. It's mi'oid greatly, and he's saying it distressed him greatly, and that's why it distressed.
But not that much.
What is Rashi adding by saying ad lemoid?
So I get. I'm suggesting I don't have an answer. Yes, I guess you'd have to say is that to say that Moshe was very angry. First of all, it's shocking that the art scroll has deviated from their custom, and they translate the word Vayichar, and the classic translation is incensed. Incensed means, it means angry. Okay, that's what the word incensed means. In dictionary, it's going to say it means angry. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the word Vayichar means nitzta'er. And in fact, this translation on the screen, which I'm very critical of, they got it right. They write, Moses was much aggrieved. Okay, they got the word much, that they got wrong, because according to Rashi, it doesn't mean much, it means until much. Until much. Ad me'od. But the word vayichar is not angry, aggrieved. Rashi says, do not translate the word vayichar in this context to mean angry. It means he was in pain. How much pain? Lefi pshutei shel mikra, very much. Along comes Rashi, I'm saying something which I don't know if it's correct, ad lima'od, ad v'loy ad bichlal. He did not reach the state of being very much aggrieved. He was aggrieved, he was in pain, but his pain reached a level just before you get to what you call me'od. Like people go to the doctor says, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain are you in? So 10 is me'od. According to Rashi, Moshe, what's your pain level? 9. Nine, not 10. If you would translate Vayicha Moshe, me'od means Moses was aggrieved, was much aggrieved, that means 10. If you said that it means ad le'mo'id, and we're saying ad v'loy ad b'chlal, it means 9. Okay, then Moses made a request, and he said, al tef el minchas, do not turn to their meal offering. Lefi b'shutoy ha'ketar shehei makriv lefonecha mocher al tef en aleihem. Now, another awesome chiddush. The word mincha, what does the word mincha mean in Tanakh? Oh, I mean, as far as I know, mincha means a gift, okay. And what else does it mean? It means a meal offering. It means a karban mincha. Karban mincha bring an isaroin of soilas, or you bring 2 isaroin, or 3 isaroin, or you can bring up to 60, in fact. You can make whatever shear you want when it comes to bringing a karban mincha, and you have to add oil. For each isaroin of flour, you must add 1. You only 1 loig. I'm sorry. You can add as much flour as you want until 60, but you must bring 1 loig. You always bring a consistent amount of oil. 1 loig of oil. It's a meal offering with oil. The word mincha either means a gift, as Mr. Rappaport is saying, or it means a meal offering. Along comes
here,
Rashi.
It can't mean a meal offering, because he says, I know, the whole thing is going to be the
Keteris.
So that's
what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying it can't possibly be Keteris. So we have no choice but to say it means a gift, like what you said. And in this context, what is the gift? Keteris. Okay, a mincha, you were very precise what you said. It means a gift. There is no way in the world you can tell me the word mincha means Keteris. No way. Unless you really want to go extremely liberal in how we take a look at words, a mincha does not mean keteris. It means either a meal offering, like it usually means. But the truth is, even when we call it a meal offering, it really means to give Hashem a gift. Okay, a mincha, a meal offering, also is, you know, everything has to go back to the shorish, and the shorish is a gift. And what is a gift? So it depends on the context. So many times the gift is going to be a meal offering. In this context, the gift is going to be Keteres. Lefi b'shutoi ha-Keteres shechei makrivim lefanecha mochar al tefen aleihem. U'midroshoi Omar Moshe said, Yodani sheyesh lam chelik b'smidei tzibur. I know that these people, these 253 people, how many people were there in total? There were 250 men. And then there was Kerach, it's 251. There was Dosan Va'avidim, 253. There was one other person, but he escaped. Oin Ben Peles got away with it because of his wife. So there would have been 254, but he got lucky, so there was only 253. It's a very important number. The number 253 was the total number of people that would bring the mincha. Let me see in my notes if I wrote down the number 2. I have a list of numbers I collected over the years. Numbers. Nope. There's no number 253 here. And no number 254. Okay, you gotta write this down later on. Okay? So I don't have any significance in that number 253. But it's over here. Here's the drush. Here's over here, the carbon tomin. Every single Jew, 253 people, they have a chilek in the carbon tomin. The tomin shall shachar. The Talmud shall be Rabbayim. Rabbayim shalom, I don't want them to have a chilek in it. Af chelkam lo yikubal lefonech l'rotzen. Tani chenu ho'esh, let the fire leave it. And v'lo sochlenu, and the fire should not eat that portion of the carbon Talmud that is they have a chilek in. Isn't that amazing? It's a pella what Rashi over here says. The carbon Talmud represents basically 3 million people. Or for sure, 600,000 people. There are 600,000 men over the age of 20 who have given a machzis a shekel and have a chelek in the carbon tamid tomorrow. So Hashem, from the 603,000, 603,550 people, I want you to divide the carbon oil into microscopic parts, and the, and Kineged 253 chalokim from 603,550, don't let the fire consume that portion. Isn't that amazing? Bashkocha pratis, there's a whole animal which represents the Gans Klal Yisrael, and a teeny little portion, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can calculate, divide up this carbon talmud into 603,550 parts, or maybe you want to say even more, the whole Klal Yisrael, 3 million people. Okay, I don't know how all this works. Just because the Machsa Shekel is only given by the male adults over the age of 20, but certainly the people get kapara atonement with the women and the children also. I don't know how this works, but it will certainly at least, whatever, 603 divided up and take out a teeny little portion, it should not be burnt on the fire of the Mizbech. Unbelievable chiddush, tremendous chiddush. The fire, leave it alone. You know, it's like there's a Baal Kriya, comes to shul, he lanes for the tzibur, and there are people that are talking during laning. They're talking during laning, and the Baal Kriya is very upset. The rabbi doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to rein in these people. He doesn't want to throw them out. So the Baal Kriya, he makes an announcement between the aliyahs. Rabbi Sai, I'm very upset you're talking when I'm laning. It's disturbing me. I want to make an announcement that I'm having kavana not to be moitzi the people that are talking during the laning. The people that are talking during the laning, I have open kavana not to be moitzi you. My kavana is only to be moitzi with shmei ko'ene. The people in shul here are not talking. The people that are talking...
Have you ever heard that happen?
Never. Not yet. It will happen one day. Not yet. So the Shaila comes. So
the Valtilla could say the same thing.
It's more common. The story is always about the Baal Kriya. Why the Baal Kriya, not the Valtilla? I don't know. But the story is always about the Baal Kriya. So I think there was a Maisha Haya, and they went to the Poskim. What talk is the Halacha? Does the Baal Kriya have the power to say such a thing? Is it effective? And if I'm not mistaken, the end of the day is it's not effective. It doesn't work. If the person lanes, the tenai that he makes, I'm having kavana not to be moitzei a certain group of people, it doesn't work. He's the yoitzei. Despite the fact that he's made that comment, they still yoitzei. What's the lamdus? Well, in this case, since he has kavana to be moitzei, the people that are not talking, automatically the other people chaparayim, even though he had kavana not for them. You can't split hairs. You can't go be such a lamdin and split your kavana. So over here, what's so fascinating is that Moshe Rabbeinu did just that. Moshe said, Hashem, accept the carbon talmid, but this little chelek, don't accept. The fire should not burn it. The rest of the carbon oil should be burnt, but not this portion. So what's the chelek between Kriyas HaTorah and Moshe Rabbeinu's bakasha that Hashem should not accept this chelek? Okay, so this is a very nice topic of discussion. You can be mafalpul in this, all different svaras. What's the chilik between the halacha when it comes to Baal Kriya and when Moshe Rabbeinu is a very good topic by the Shabbos table to talk about this? Okay, now let's read this Rashi because this is a very beautiful Rashi. I'm going to probably do it tomorrow again. Loi chamor. This is a very, we did this, we spent this, how we said the whole shiur was on this today. On this. Loi chamor shel echad mehem notalti. Okay, so Rashi says, Mr. Rappo, you pointed out that Rashi changed the word from nasas to word notalti. When I got the job, and Hashem sent me from Midian Shamli Herkafti, and Rashi is like when I put my wife and my children on the donkey, I was entitled to carfare. Loi notalti ela mishali, I only took my donkey. But that's it. I never got reimbursed for the donkey. The donkey, you know, there's wear and tear. Insurance, you know, it went down in value because of the long trip. I never got reimbursed. Even that I did not take from you. And therefore, you mechutzafim, you're accusing me of these things. With tirgum ungulis, shechoris, l'shoin arami, kach nigres angaria shel melech shachvar. Because we have to see the targum very quickly. Let's take a look at the targum. Very quickly, Targum says, "Usikeif l'moshe l'chada." Now the word, oh, you see now the art scroll is justified. This is gold. We've hit a home run. Mamish home run, out of the ballpark home run, all the way from Yankee Stadium. The ball lands all the way in Boston. That's how far this home run goes. And here it says, utekev. Utekev means angry. Major machlekes, Rashi and Unkelis. Rashi is nitzta'er. Unkelis is usekev, angry. So art scroll, I have to know which edition. I don't know which edition you're looking at. Because the art scroll in the stone edition very proudly declares that the English translation of the Psukim is according to Rashi. Now, Mr. Rapper, you're looking probably in the Chumash Rashi, right? You're not looking in the Stone edition, right? You're looking in the Chumash Rashi edition? They're not bound to anyone. They can do whatever they want. The people who write the translations will do each piece of work there.
I have it here.
You have the Stone edition?
No, not Stone.
The Chumash Rashi. The Chumash Rashi.
Yeah.
So the Chumash Rashi, it does not say aggrieved, pain. It says usekef. It says the word used incensed. That's the word usekef. So in the art scroll Chumash Rashi, they are translating in the Chumash according to the Targum. According to the Targum, probably if you look in the beginning of that edition, they probably do not mention that they were going to follow Rashi. But in the Stone edition, they claim that we translate the Chumash according to Rashi. It's worthy to see how they translate the pasuk there in the Stone edition, because according the only one that says be incensed is the Targum, not Rashi. Lechada, lechada means, now here notice, lechada. It does not say ad limeod. Lechada means meod. The translation of the word meod means lechada. So another machlekes Rashi and Unkelis. Is it angry or is it pained? Is it ma'od means you reached level 10? This is machlekes. When you ask, what is your pain? According to Rashi, 9. According to Unkelis, 10. Va'amaran is it kodom, Hashem, we always said it kodom. Unkelis always makes a gap between Hashem and man. Lo sikabel b'ra'avo. Now, he said to them, let's see, Al Tefen, do not accept. Do not accept. So here's another very important word, translation. Tefen means to turn. And that's not Unkelis. Sikabel, accept. Now this word doesn't say anywhere. Birava. Birava means with desire. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? You want to see the word Tefen? The word Tefen is a beautiful word which the Unkelis is translating as two words. Another unique Unkelis. Unkelis usually it's Petza tachas petza. It's yad tachas yad. One word for another word. In this case, he has two words to translate one word. Loisika bel b'ra'ava. Do not accept with rotzoin korban hoin. There is sacrifice. Why? Lo chamora d'chad min hoin shechoris. Now what does that mean? Nososi doesn't mean take. Rashi says it means natalti. Nososi, natalti. Unkelis says, what are you talking about? It means shechoris. Shechoris means I did not take from them. It doesn't just take. It's to take as an entitlement of a melech. A melech receives certain perks, certain benefits. It's a very unique word. It doesn't just mean notalti. The law of a shis, I did not embarrass, do bush, do bad. Do av a shis, it's a hard word to translate with av a shis. It's a hard word. Av a shis means evil. Hari oisi is ra, okay? Yos chad min hoin. Okay, but now we go back to the Rashi, finish up. Rashi over here says, V'tirgim unkelis, not like what I said. Shechoris, not notalti. L'shon arami, kach nikres, angario shel melech. Angari means like the tax. The tax of the king is called shachavor, a special tax that goes to support the king. So we come away over here today. It's a whole new way to learn Rashi. It's really amazing. When you go and you look at the contrast with the fine comb, with an unculus and Rashi, Rashi's perush, it radiates. Vayichar unculus angry. Rashi tsar. Lemoshe ma'od. Ma'od, what does it mean? Ad lema'od? Or mamish lachadon? Ma'od mamish. Vayomer Hashem al tefen. What is an al tefen? Rashi, no commentary on this. Al tefen unculus, it means don't accept with desire. That's quite a perish. And Rashi is silent, which seems to indicate that he agrees. El min chosam. What's a min chosam? Ketores. Since when is a mincha ketores? Well, a mincha means a gift. And here the gift is ketores. Loi chamor echad mehem nososi. Rashi, nososi, take. Unkelis, no. The word nososi means to lift up. It's an expression referring to, I did not take a tax, as a king is entitled to take a special tax for his asset, for his property, for his get a car, get a limousine. V'loy ha'ariyosi esach, I did not cause them avisha, harm, not even one of them. All right, we'll stop here. Mr. Rapport, thank you so much for coming and learning with me.
Thank you, Rabbi. It's a good chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Only because of you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All right, have a good night. Be well. Zionism.